It was one of the darkest days in rock history. On this date, August 27th, 1990, after a concert in Wisconsin in the middle of a tour, a helicopter crashed, killing everyone on board, including Stevie Ray Vaughan. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. It was the biggest tour of his still-rising career, just 6 years after his breakthrough summer of 1983, when he released his debut album, Texas Flood, and gained recognition playing the guitar solo on David Bowie's Let's Dance. He'd achieved 3 platinum albums. He was already being listed among the all-time guitar greats. And when the tour began, he was co-headlining with Jeff Beck. At the final concert, he was sharing the stage with Eric Clapton. After the show, there were 4 helicopters waiting to take the crews to Chicago. Fog and haze was in the forecast, and the helicopter made the attempt to fly over a 1,000-foot ski hill. The helicopter didn't make it, veering directly into the hill, and all on board were killed instantly. At his funeral in Dallas 3 days later, more than 4,500 mourners paid their respects. Eric Clapton, Jackson Brown, Bonnie Raitt, Stevie Wonder, ZZ Top were all in attendance. 1 year later, his final album with Double Trouble, The Sky Is Crying, was released as a tribute to a career and a life cut too short. As the world lost Stevie Ray Vaughan on this date, August 27th, 1990, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.